The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
We are back this week on the Click and Go Holidays podcast, where Paul and I are chatting about PortAventura World in Salou on the Costa Dorada. In this episode, we'll be chatting about the three parks, where to stay, and share a few tips to consider when visiting PortAventura World. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Theme park's always kind of fun and
very exciting. Yeah. Have you been to PortAventura?
I have. Yeah. I've been a few times to PortAventura and I'm going again in October. The Irish Travel Agents Association conference this year is on in Costa Dorada in Salou, and we'll be spending a bit of time PortAventura World. So I'm looking forward to being back.
Very good. Will you be getting on any other scary rides?
A few. Oh,
very good.
Yeah, hear. I think it'll be a little bit different. It probably is about 10 years since I was there. So, my risk appetite has probably decreased.
Yeah. Well, when you see it, you might warm up to the idea.
Or be embarrassed into it.
Yeah. Why is PortAventura World such a popular choice for families looking for a theme park holiday?
I think what PortAventura offers as a theme park holiday is some great combinations. Mm-hmm. So PortAventura is located just outside of Salou, which is south of Barcelona. So we're in Spain, south of Barcelona, about an hour and a quarter south of Barcelona, and it's on the coast.
Yeah. Okay.
So what you have is you have theme park. You have nice weather for most of the year because it's Spain. You have great beach because it's Salou. And then you have theme park. So you really have something very different in terms of your traditional, like if we compare it to Disneyland Paris, which is superb and very unique, and Disneyland Paris is all of the wonderful stuff that is Disneyland Paris.
But it doesn't have a beach.
And depending on the time of the year you go, the weather could be so-so. So what PortAventura World, I think, does really well and quite uniquely within Europe is to combine those wonderful things of sun, beach, fun and theme parks.
Yeah. Oh, I've done it before. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
It's a great, great holiday spot.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of holiday maker usually books this type of holiday with Click and Go Holidays?
For us, it's very much family. It's really 80-20.
Okay. So 80% families.
So that business split of the 80-20 rule actually applies to PortAventura World and Salou. It's 80% families, 20% adult.
Yeah.
So a very, very strong family proposition.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And getting to Salou, how would you get there?
It's so easy. Like, you fly into Reyes, which is right nearby. Reyes Airport is only, it's a smallish airport. It's only 15, 20 minutes from Salou.
Yeah.
And there are flights to Reyes from Dublin, from Shannon, from Cork. And those flights start from kind of the start to the middle of March and operate right the way through into November. So you have brilliant flight service from all of the key airports in Ireland to Reyes, which is right nearby. In addition, you can fly into Barcelona.
Okay.
Because sometimes the Reyes flights might be a bit expensive. I haven't noticed it too much this year, to be perfectly honest. And therefore, you could fly into Barcelona year-round with Ryanair, with Aer Lingus, with Vueling, and you have a transfer. So you might save some money depending on the size of the family. The Barcelona flights might be cheaper because there's more flights into Barcelona every day, so they might be cheaper. But then you have a longer transfer.
Yeah.
And you have a more expensive transfer. Ryanair flying to Reyes and do a great job in terms of Reyes Airport.
Yeah.
So the choice of just a short hop, it's only 2.25 hours from any of the Irish airports into Reyes, and then 15 minutes and you're at your hotel.
Yeah.
And you'll have flown over or seen PortAventura probably on the flight path flying into Reyes.
Yeah. Tell us about the three theme parks in PortAventura World.
The main park in PortAventura World is itself PortAventura. And that is the original theme park. That's where most of the rides are. It's where everything is. It's kind of this multicultural world. It has six different themed worlds within it. So like it's real global kind of feel. Very big, plenty of roller coasters and things to do.
Yeah.
Plenty of like water rides as well. So I just think it's great. It's the main world.
Yeah.
It's PortAventura World is the core attraction for PortAventura.
And then Ferrari Land?
Ferrari Land is relatively recent, so that's all built around the Ferrari brand and it's around high-speed automotive car experiences. So it's smaller, but it's very much that kind of adrenaline junkie thing in terms of taking a theme like Ferrari and fast cars and creating a theme park around that whole theme. So it is smaller. You do it in 3 or 4 hours. probably more for teenagers and adults than the younger kids. What's great about PortAventura Park, I've always found, is you have the adult ride, and right next to it, if the kids don't meet the height restrictions or the weight restrictions, there's a smaller version for them.
Yeah.
So it is very family friendly in terms of the younger kids who may not be able to do the bigger rides, not feeling left out in PortAventura Park.
Yeah, and the last park, the Caribe Aquatic Park.
Oh, so that's the fun water park. Like, it's just, you know, again, because it's Spain and it's south of Barcelona, you're going to have pretty much guaranteed sunshine from April through to October. You'll have the odd day when it mightn't split the stones, but for the most part, it's going to be lovely weather when you're down there. And this is a great outdoor water park. Amazing. Like, it is just incredible. It's always open from June to September. So that's going to get you the warm weather days.
Yeah.
And then, like, it, you know, at other times of the year, it may also be open, like maybe more so at weekends. So it is more seasonal.
Yeah.
And they do that in terms of the weather and demand. And it complements PortAventura Park itself and Ferrari Land.
Yeah.
But it's got all the great water slides, massive pools, the wave pools, all the different fun things, the flumes, you
name
it.
The lazy river and all that. It's just
The big slide that you just kind of shoot down and get thrown out into the pool. It's brilliant. It's really, really good. Yeah.
And what would you say the key attractions are for PortAventura Park?
Well, they have an amazing hyper coaster, which is Europe's tallest and fastest roller coaster. It goes at 135 k's per hour.
Wow.
Like, if you take it that the speed limit here is 120 kilometers, and that feels pretty fast. In this roller coaster, you're going to be beating that. You're at 135.
Wow.
It's called Shambhala or Shambhala. And it is just amazing. It is a hyper coaster. It's not a roller coaster. It's a hyper coaster. Dragon Can, I have done. That is their kind of most well-known roller coaster. And it's the iconic looping coaster with 8 inversions.
Wow.
So I did that once and I got off and I said never again. So we'll see. I might try it this year.
Yeah.
And then there's the Furious Bacco, which is this hydraulic launched roller coaster. Again, 135 kilometers per hour in 3 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fast.
That is fast.
Super, super fast.
And then
fast.
You can cool off in the Silver River Flume, which is your classic log flume. You just get into a log with seats in it and it just kind of goes along and it's calm, peaceful, whatever else.
Very good.
The perfect antidote to the other three.
And what about the key attractions in Ferrari Land?
In Ferrari Land, you have Red Force, which is Europe's tallest and fastest vertical accelerator coaster. 112 meters tall.
Wow.
And you're talking about traveling at 180 k's per hour.
Would your face not be like...
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, mine would definitely be wobbling. And then you have simulator experiences. You have virtual driving experience of Ferrari cars, taking in the whole Ferrari theme. And then you also have the junior attractions for the younger kids, Ferrari-themed cars and playgrounds. So the younger kids aren't being left out. The rides are definitely more for the teenagers and adults, but there is plenty to do for the younger kids.
Yeah. And lastly, the top attractions in the Caribe Aquapark.
The big water slides. You have the wave pool, which is always great because it's nice and calm. And, you know, it's one of those wave pools where you just, you almost have like a beach and you kind of just gently walk in as if you're going into the sea.
Yeah.
And then the waves start and they're knocking you around. It's just brilliant. And you have all of the flotation devices and everything. Yeah. Then you have the lazy river and the relaxing zones, which are nice because... Yeah. You do need a break and the weather's nice and you're
just
enjoying the sun.
Float around on
it,
brilliant.
Sunbathe. And then you have the kids area, the children's area with the shallow pools, the mini slides and the fountains. So again, something for the younger kids who may not feel safe in the bigger pool environments. So PortAventura World are really good at understanding the age profile of the audiences, be it adult, the parents, the adults with no kids, the older kids, and then the younger kids.
So it really is a holiday for literally everyone.
Oh, it's brilliant. There's the three worlds as such, or the three parks as such within PortAventura World. They have invested massively. They're upgrading all the time. There's great entertainment on site in each of the parks.
Yeah.
There's great food options. And because the weather is good, it's open late in the evening in the summertime for PortAventura Park. So it just makes it a great experience. It's a lovely kind of complement to the beach, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want to do a day in the theme park, you're just straight to the beach. It's not to say you don't have crowds. Like in the summertime, you will have crowds and you will have queues, but it's not as, I've never felt the crowds or the queues in PortAventura World as heavy as some of the Orlando theme parks, for example. I think, not quite as good as the Orlando theme parks in terms of how good Disney and Universal are at that.
Yeah.
But it's a very good European alternative, which makes it a very affordable one. And then by virtue of it being so accessible, just a 2 and a bit hour flight from any of the Irish airports and the flights operating out of Dublin, Cork and Shannon to to Reyes. And the hotels are good value. The apartments are good value. So it's a really affordable family holiday option. And it adds something. Like if you just go to one of the beach resorts, you have beach, sea and hotel and the entertainment. Here you have the added value of the theme park on your doorstep. And in, for some of the offers that we do, either you're on-site in the theme park or you're close by.
Yeah.
So your costs are covered for some of the theme park activities.
Yeah. So that actually brings us to our next kind of topic, is to discuss the hotels. So you mentioned there that there's hotels on the theme park and then there's also partner hotels that work with PortAventura to include theme park tickets for part of this day. If you maybe just want to chat us through those different hotel options.
So PortAventura have their own hotels on site.
Okay.
In the theme park.
Yeah.
So we work with two of those. We work with El Paso and Caribe, both really good bed and breakfast or half board options. And when you stay in PortAventura El Paso or PortAventura Caribe, you're on site.
Yeah.
So you're right at the theme park and you have unlimited access to the parks.
Yeah.
You know, like it's unlimited access to PortAventura and an evening in Ferrariland during your stay. So it's very, very good. There's a spa area in PortAventura Caribe Hotel and you have access to that. These hotels also have some interconnecting rooms, which are great for families. And then you have, if you're on a half board basis, you can get credits for the restaurants in the park, depending on what your eating arrangement is. You can use the app. They have a great app for PortAventura World. And then, like, you're so close. You're right beside the parks. Like, you know, you can just ramble in. It's very close by.
Yeah.
So the on-site hotels are great. I think they're a great option if you're looking for a relatively short stay.
Okay.
If you're looking for a short break, 3, 4, 5 nights.
Yeah.
You know, it's brilliant because you're effectively paying for your theme park admission when you're staying in those hotels. So if you're staying longer, you may not want to be in a theme park 7 days a week.
Yeah, you might want to be a little bit.
Albeit that you have choice, you know, like you can pay and go into the aqua park. You have unlimited access to PortAventura, which is the main park.
Yeah.
And you have one evening in Ferrari when you're in the on-site. So it is giving you some level of choice.
Yeah.
And then you've the beach down the road.
What more could you want?
And then we've another offering, Jill, which I think is excellent value. There's a chain of hotels called Poniente, and they are partner hotels of PortAventura World.
Okay.
So you have the Poniente Dorada Palace, which is the one that we sell most. Then you have the Poniente Hotel Pyramide Salou and the Apart Hotel Marinada. And what's great about those is they're hotels in Salou, but because they're partner hotels, they include free transfers to the theme parks all the time.
Wow.
And you get 2 days, two park ticket included for every stay. So you get a 2 day, two park ticket and one evening in Ferrariland. And they don't have to be consecutive days.
Okay.
So you can break up. You're going for a week.
Yeah.
You can say we arrive on Saturday. We might go on Monday and we might go on Friday. So it doesn't have to be 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
So you can kind of spread it out. You might want to go up to Barcelona. You might want to go into Reyes itself to do a bit of exploring. So you have the added value of it being a partner hotel, so your transport to the park is included and is very close.
That
and you have a 2 day, two park ticket, and you can go into Ferrari Land one of the evenings. So you have all of that included. And the prices, particularly in the Poniente Dorada Palace, because I've suggested to quite a number of my pals, it's half board, so breakfast and dinner is included. And the accommodation has hotel rooms and some one bedroom apartments. So you have privacy and you have space for larger families. It's not four of you crammed into one tight space. Really, really good.
It's brilliant. It's a great option. It's something kind of to enjoy all kind of what Salou has to offer.
And what they do as well, like similar to Disney, PortAventura World have characters.
Okay.
You know, so they have their theme characters. And those characters drop down to the Poniente hotels during the week and do visits. So for the kids, it's kind of bringing the theme park to life and having a bit of fun. And those hotels also have some great day and evening entertainment and they have supervised kids clubs all day.
Wow.
Like right through the day.
That's really good.
Really, really good.
Really good. Well, that's all the update or the news on Port Aventura World. Thank you very much for sharing those, Paul. And if you'd like to follow us on our social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel.
And they're all bookable on Click and Go Holidays.
They are.
And you can call the contact center and they'll help you make the right decision as to which one you want.
That's what they're there for. Great. Well, thank you for
listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.